Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven churches of Revelation from Revelation chapters 2 and 3. In today's session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 22, Laodicea. Let's look at that first verse in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Welcome to the church of the 21st century. The church at Philadelphia continues. The church at Laodicea has begun. Both of them will coexist right up to the rapture. The Laodicean church period is the last of the church age, just prior to the rapture. We live in that historical time. The letter to Laodicea presents two issues for today's church. First, there is no commitment in the church today. Verses 15 and 16. "I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Everyone has needs in their life. The issue is how they are handled. If a believer is spiritually hot, his or her needs are taken to the Lord. But if the believer is cold, needs are taken to the world. Well, what about the lukewarm in a church? Well, Jesus finds them nauseating. The lukewarm are useless for ministry because they offer no witness for Jesus Christ. At best, they're carnal, looking and acting just like unbelievers. At worst, they're not Christians at all. So they make him sick. This is a call to repentance, or else the Lord will take away the ministry. Second, there's no dependence in the church today. Verse 17, "You say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and I have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." Outwardly, this church appeared strong. The problem was that it deceived itself. Self-effort was the word for these ones, dependent on their own ability, pride. The members at Laodicea were in spiritual darkness, and they didn't even realize it. Ignorance. Interestingly, Jesus attacked their source of pride. Laodicea was a banking community. It was a clothing manufacturing center. It was a medicine development center, particularly a special eye salve. Jesus offered eternal riches versus earthly reward. The covering of sin versus the covering of skin. And spiritual wisdom versus fleshly ignorance. And it's all for free. For anyone and everyone. Isaiah 55 verses 1 and 2 records this offer. "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance." Jesus is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. No big bang, no evolution, but Jesus. Verses 15 and 16 indicate that a church or a member can be in one of these three states. Cold, a formal Christianity without any spiritual life. Hot, a passionate, zealous Christian walk. Or lukewarm, trying to straddle the fence. Laodicea had become complacent. No persecution, comfortable, prospering, self-satisfied, doing nothing to evangelize, grow, or glorify the Lord. This identifies lukewarm, the worst state of all. It's easy to judge a cold church. It's easy to bless a hot church. But what do you do with an indifferent church that claims the name of Jesus? The only thing to do is spit him out. What's the problem? The members there had an unrealistic view of themselves. The church at Laodicea saw itself as rich and having no need. Bank accounts, buildings, members of high standing in the community. Jesus saw something very different. He saw wretchedness. They thought they were high on the social plane. Jesus said they were wretched. They thought they were happy. Jesus said they were miserable. They thought they were rich. Jesus said they were poor. Unfortunately, so many churches today are the same as the church at Laodicea. Lukewarm members or filled with unbelievers. As the solution to their problem, Jesus gave two instructions. Place yourself in God's furnace. Verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Mined gold is put in a furnace to refine it, not to destroy it. The ore is melted, impurities are removed, and the pure gold is left. God tests our faith to refine it, not destroy it. Trials humble us. Our sins are drawn out, and an improved Christian is left. Do you want to be rich? Buy from Jesus with his spiritual currency, faith, strengthened by every test. Do you want to cover your nakedness? Put on the white garments of the Lord, Christ's righteousness. It is sufficient, as opposed to the feeble coverings of Adam and Eve, which were insufficient. The only thing that can hide our spiritual nakedness, our sin, is the covering of Jesus' righteousness in confession and forgiveness. Do you want to see clearly? Seek Jesus for the cure to spiritual blindness. John chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 declares, the natural man, the unsaved man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Open your heart to God's fellowship. Verses 19 to 22. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I always overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Listen, God will not allow anyone that he loves to escape his discipline. No exceptions. It's a sign of his love, causing people to deal with their sins, bringing them to repentance. And Jesus takes the first step in the process. I stand at the door and knock. But we must take the step of response. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, there is a promise for the faithful. Jesus overcame and sat down with the Father. We also sit down with him. If we can dine with the Lord, why is it that we don't hear Christians excited and sharing about that experience of sitting down with the Lord and dining with him? Christians talk much and excitedly about worldly experience, but are strangely silent about spiritual ones. Let me be so bold as to suggest the real reason why. Most Christians are not dining with the King, Jesus. A little fast food on Sunday, but sitting at the enemy's table the rest of the time. Many believers are not even prepared to dine with the Lord. We can be spiritual bulimics, not digesting or applying the truth, but gagging on or resisting God's word. Many Christians believe the right stuff and they go to church, but most people around them wouldn't know that they're Christians outside of church. What they believe has no impact on their life, on how they live. Well, let me ask you, are you in God's furnace for refinement? And are you open to his fellowship? Listen, commit to seeking Jesus Christ and his righteousness. You take all these things that we've looked at in these seven churches of Revelation. You apply them faithfully, obediently to your life. And you have a great day.